Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. It's the Hurdle Clue of the Day. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. Let's guess with BJ and Jamie today.
All right, this is the actual hurdle that everybody across America is playing today. That's where you listen to a few notes and see if you can guess what song it is.
I like it. Is this this is an original one, right?
Yep.
We have not been doing so well.
No, we suck at this. But I think a lot of people like to play it.
I do like to play it, too.
Fidel, on a scale of 1 to 10 in difficulty.
I didn't get it. I think a lot of people will.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go with like a 6.
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I feel good about that.
All right, here we go.
Clue number 1.
All
right, now we know this, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Got a little shimmy to it.
It does have some shimmy.
Yeah.
I heard the shimmy.
Clue 2. We got to know this.
I got your bongos in my pants.
It's not bongos in the pants.
Okay, I didn't.
All right, text in. It was 51059 if you think you know the song. Got a little Miami Sound Machine to it.
Ooh, nice, nice. Now, you know have we ever played it on the radio station?
I'm not sure we
That's
were a radio
no.
station when this song came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's older. Okay.
A little bit.
Well, that didn't help any.
No.
That didn't help any. What could
is it?
That be?
Could it be like? Is it like Diana Ross type girl? Donna Summers type?
No.
Is it a man?
I mean, it's Hurdle. I don't know if I should be telling you that, but yeah, it's a man.
It's a man. Okay,
yeah.
It's a man. It's a man that's jazzy. It's got bongos and stuff.
A lot of people on Textnado have gotten it.
Well, I'm not looking at that.
They have.
I turned the screen so I can't
see.
I'm not looking.
Kind of got a Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
You know, good. Somebody like
Enrique
Iglesias or something.
Or his dad.
I think it's too old for that, isn't it, Schmidl?
You are correct, Carson. Yeah.
All right. Is he hot?
I feel like you would think he's hot, yeah.
He's a hot man with bongos.
Clue 4.
Oh, come on.
That's the part that's gonna give it away. I don't know.
That part is it.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar.
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I can't place it.
I think you have one more clue, right?
Yep.
The Wham guy.
Was he in Wham?
Yes! He was the Wham guy.
He was?
Yes.
What's his name, though?
George Michaels.
It is George Michaels.
Oh,
freedom.
freedom. Get out of here. That's freedom?
That's freedom.
Wow. I was like, I could just see him. He was hot. You're right.
Forgotten all these intros.
Yeah, he passed away, but he was definitely hot. And then that day I found out he was gay, I was so sad. Oh. I was like, I thought you loved me. He didn't. Nope, not at all.
All right, there you go. Wow. Today's hurdle. Great song.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Being harassed on Textnado. How can you guys be in the business of radio for 25 years and not get that one?
I got it.
Well, eventually we got it.
When he started singing.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Well, the truth is we turned down the music.
Yeah, we didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
We
concentrate on our talking. Yeah.
Somebody did agree with me, though. It was, I mean, George Michael, hello. How hot was that guy, right? Perfect teeth. Oh, perfect teeth. Anyway, he just looked so fantastic, right? And he had, and like he could dance, and you're just like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. And then the next thing I know, like he's caught in a bathroom in Santa Monica or something with another dude. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
That was a sad day for me. It's sad when you... You realize a man doesn't want boobies.
Right.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Not only was he in another bathroom with a guy, because I've been in a bathroom with a guy before,
Yeah.
It's what they were doing.
Well, yeah. You know,
that's what changes everything.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you and I were standing here together.
Yeah.
And George Michael, God rest his soul, he'd pick your wiener.
He would?
Over these amazing boobs.
Well, I can't blame him.
All right, anyway, that was your Wordle for the day. I told you that Meghan Markle has been wearing short shorts, and everybody's like, what the hell? She's just off the rails. She's just wearing short shorts, and she doesn't care. I wonder if she's now going into that, like, you know how you have a couple of kids, and you feel frumpy, and then you decide, you know what? I'm going to turn this around, and I'm going to be a whore.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to rock these short shorts.
Or maybe it's something like, you know, that, you know, she's been part of that royal family, you know, with Harry and all that. Yeah, maybe it's, you know, you want what you can't have.
Yeah,
okay?
That might be it. And so then she's going over the top. Sierra, can Sierra be any hotter? First of all, Russell the Love Muscle and Sierra... And their perfect family and their overpriced dog that they didn't rescue in their overpriced house with not enough bedrooms.
Too many bathrooms.
Yes. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated and she looks amazing. Hell, I'd turn into a lesbian for that.
Yeah. I can't imagine any of the other three covers looking any better than this.
I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, she's perfect.
And Russell gets to tap that.
Huh?
You know, he does funny stuff in the swimsuit area.
Oh.
Anyway, so she looks amazing. She's wearing a bathing suit, and she said this dream finally came true. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She's 36 years old. Level up.
So that's been a dream of hers.
I guess. What are your dreams?
Well...
I mean, I know you had one that you pooped in the bed. But what are your hopes and dreams? Like, do you have hopes and dreams and aspirations?
Nah, I've given up pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I have...
I really don't have a long-term vision board type thing.
Yeah.
I don't really... I mean, I have things like win the lottery, but that's not really, you know, a dream.
I want, like, a beautiful house with a pool.
You do?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's my dream.
I like that. Hot tub.
I can go without the hot tub.
You know, hot tubs get a little nasty.
Yeah. Everybody's soaking under there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What, Schmidl, what are your hopes and dreams?
I just want to be a professional paintball player, like a professional level. I'm so close. I'm back to semi-professional. I have to come in first place in the series to move up. So there's a lot of pro teams I could go play for right now if I really wanted it that bad, but I want a Colorado pro team because it would just be really cool to me.
No judging. There is no, I see
I didn't say a word.
Oh my God, you're looking down smirking.
Look at your eyes.
At least no, I have something I want to do, BJ.
I'm mimicking Johnny Depp. He's looking down at the table. He doesn't want to look Amber eye to eye. Wow.
You can have whatever hope and dream you want, Schmidl. Nobody can judge you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's for my own happiness.
Exactly.
I don't care about anyone else.
There you go.
Professional paintball? Are you kidding me, Jamie? Are you?
I am not here to judge his hope and dream. Dream.
Well, it's more like I said, I could go play for a professional team right now if I wanted to. I want a Colorado pro team, so I'm trying to build one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
What about you, Carson? Hopes and dreams.
You know what? My hope would be I'm the best dad that I could be to little Debbie.
That's so cute.
And as far as my dreams, I want to win the cup this year.
Well, that's not as cute. All right. Well, anyway, Sierra got her dreams coming true, and that was be scantily clad with her big old fake knockers on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Congratulations,
Sierra. Good for
Sierra.
Her. Yeah, good for her. Hopes and dreams.
Yeah, hopes and dreams. Kim Kardashian is also on the cover, and people are going after her. They're like, really? Oh, my God. To the young girls who are looking at this cover, you do not need plastic surgery to be beautiful. Ignore the cover. There are plenty of inspiring women inside the magazine to look up to for being themselves. Do you realize that you put her on the cover because she had sex with everyone?
A harsh.
I know. Let's see here. This is not a good move for you guys. This is about Kim Kardashian. This is not a good move for you guys. I really enjoyed the separation of real people from real people like her. But why? Plenty of other available people with sports connections, and they could use the exposure. Worst choice ever. This is so bad. And then somebody wrote, boo, with a bunch of O's.
It's weird how they care about certain things.
Yeah.
You know, even taking the time to write something negative on there, still, to me, that's weird.
I agree. This is sad. Oh, what are you looking at?
I was looking at there's four swimsuit covers this year. That's the other woman, Yumi Nu.
Yumi Nu? How old is she? She looks young.
I think she's in her 20s. It doesn't say.
She's more,
voluptuous?
Yes.
Who, Yumi Nu?
Yeah.
Yumi Nu.
Yumi Nu?
Yumi Nu?
Yumi Nu.
She's
what?
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's voluptuous.
Is she curvy?
Yes.
Is that a good word for it? Curvy?
I would call it fuppy.
Fuppy.
Oh. Okay.
Fuppy like a puppy.
I mean, they really emphasize with that swimsuit her fup.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, just lift it up, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm getting fired.
What? Why did Sports Illustrated go with four? Just to cover all the bases? I mean, they got Elon Musk's mother on there. You got Kim Kardashian. That's your sex tapes. You got, I mean, they're like covering all bases,
yeah,
aren't they?
They really
it's
are.
It's kind of weird.
It is very odd. The last story, now this is a serious one, and it's really troubling in my opinion. Listen, I am blessed that I've never had a miscarriage or anything like that and go wrong. And I can't imagine, well, you know, I've heard some of the heartbreak that people have gone through with this thing, but, and it's just devastating. It's life altering and it's horrible. And Britney Spears had that just happen, right? So it's just awful for her. But then what, 2-3 days later, she posts pictures of her naked again?
Two days later?
Mm-hmm. After she announced? I don't get that.
48 hours later, you're posting a video of you running naked on a beach.
Holding your boobs. Yeah, it's very troubling.
And talking about how you're recreating Baywatch. And I know it's from Mexico and it's from years ago, a few years ago anyway. But still, I mean, within 48 hours of your big announcement. I don't know.
I don't know.
Weird.
I do too. And, you know, I started to think, like, maybe now we get more why the conservatorship was there. I mean, it was with the wrong person, but...
No, somebody, I agree.
I think she needs some help. And I know all you Britney fans are going to be mad at me, but that seems weird.
It seems weird and odd to post a video like that.
Yeah.
Like you said, how does that even go through your brain to even have that idea? I'm going to post this right now.
I mean, I think I personally would be in a fetal position crying, you know,
Absolutely. Sad.
But not like, you know what I need to do is go through my archives and find some pictures of me naked.
Mm. You know, she doesn't help herself with some of these posts.
No.
She really doesn't.
I know.
It's very strange. Nobody's trying to be mean to her. It's just like, you got to question that.
Yeah. And then finally, the other big thing that everybody's talking about, obviously, is Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Amber Heard has a piece of hair in front of her face. It is driving everybody bat poop crazy.
It sure is.
Oh, my God.
Social media is lighting up over this hair.
Yeah, it's just right in front of her face, and nobody knows why.
If you haven't seen it yet, go look at the trial or just any of the clips from today. And it's bizarre hairdo she's got going on.
The most moving testimony we heard so far is her talking about how Johnny Depp won't look her in the eye. And I guess in 2016, they played a piece of audio and it says, I mean nothing. This is from Johnny Depp. I mean nothing to you. And from this day forward, I will never look at you in the eyes ever again. You will never get my eyes.
Wow. And you've noticed that during the trial.
Correct.
He will not look at her at all.
Right? So
that's it.
That's why. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. 70 degrees right now. Going to be a beautiful day today. Maybe some snow, they're saying, by the weekend. I know what you're thinking. No.
I was thinking that. Hey, yeah, but Chris Tomer even said it. I was like, oh, I like that Chris Tomer. Even though he thought I was crazy because I thought the thunder should register on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's probably wind or something. I'm like, no, it was thunder. And it bolted me out of bed and it shook and shook. Hey, but anyway, on a different note,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be sad to see Schmidl go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Because
he's not the best producer in the world.
But I get it. I mean, for $221,000 to be the manager of Walmart, I get it.
Absolutely.
Oh, see you later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
he probably knows nothing about running a Walmart store.
Well, right, but you just have to be a graduate. They're recruiting people.
Yeah.
He put in his application. They said that he's, you know, on the list. So $221,000 a year for a manager at Walmart.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Yeah. You're going to miss us, though.
You are going to
miss us.
Yeah.
That's good money, and it probably is going to get you a different car.
Yeah.
It's life-changing.
That's more than like five times what I make here.
Let me do the math on that one.
I'd say it's more than that.
I'd say it's more. Yeah, way more than that.
I'm like, I got some bad news for you. Yeah, but I mean, but it's going to be long hours.
Yeah.
And it's going to be dealing with all the returns and
right.
all those people of
right.
Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it really worth the money?
As long as I can play paintball, man, I'm happy.
Oh,
it's really
no.
all I need.
Oh, I don't think you'll
no.
be able to.
You can't play
paintball. No, dude, you're going to be working 12 hours
yeah.
a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Running
Seven?
A Yeah, running.
I just needed like the morning on Saturday and Sunday, like 7
no,
to 12.
No,
practice.
No. Dude, your phone.
And then like three look, days every couple months.
I've yeah. done management before. Your phone rings off the hook. There's yep. no way you're going to a paintball field and get 4 or 5 hours to yourself. It ain't going to happen. You got to give up your passion, your love. You got to give that up.
Yep. Well, I guess I'm sticking here.
You're going to have more money than you could ever dream of having.
Ever. And the little mall cop that we have here won't think you're shady because you go to that car.
Exactly.
You're going to have like some kind of really nice, you know, Ford F-150 or
yeah.
Jeep from Castle Rock.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, from Castle Rock.
I get that Ford, new electric
Jeep.
One.
Yeah. Oh, that Ford. That's
yeah.
sweet.
Hell, you'll lay down at night in a Sleep Number bed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Life changing.
That's yeah. how different it's going to be for you, pal.
Then you'll go over to Cane's and get the actual full meal, and you will finance your house with American Finance.
Exactly. You're going to be on the easy street, brother.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you seriously, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's funny to me. If you were offered a job, let's say $100,000, okay?
But this is 221.
221. We'll go with 221.
No, okay.
No number doesn't work here. And you had to work every day.
Okay.
And you had to give up paintball. Have mm-hmm. to. There is no option here. Would you do it?
Man, that's a hard choice. Because, like, you know, they say money doesn't buy happiness. And if you're taking away paintball from me, then I'm not going to be happy. So I would probably just stick with what I'm doing now.
Dang.
I would go for the money in a second. Yeah.
100%.
I would totally paintball.
Dude, we could put this question at Texnado, and I guarantee you 99% would take the money.
Yeah.
Guarantee.
Yeah, and just peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know? And but yeah. I guess, you know what? It might be different when you live with your uncle and your dad, yeah, and you don't have the stress of really making rent.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the difference. What we're dealing with here is a little spoiled brat that doesn't have to, like, pay bills.
Well, I don't have bills.
That's exactly, because when you're on your own and it's feast or famine, yeah, and you can't eat, paintball, see ya.
Yeah, exactly. So he doesn't live in reality.
I'll just couch surf.
He lives in the world of daddy.
I don't, you're too old
lives
to do that.
The world of daddy. Daddy, pay my bills.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, one more time. If you want some chicken, I'm talking chicken.
Right?
Carson's going to be out there slinging it today.
Yeah, Ray. Hang on a second, Carson.
Yeah, Raising Cane's grand opening in Lakewood, 5060 South Wadsworth Boulevard. There's already a huge line there, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you come by, say hi, get some chicken, get some Texas toast, get some of that sauce. So good.
Yeah, you've been talking about that Texas toast, and I have a hankering.
Oh, it's perfectly buttered.
Let me ask you a quick question. If I, Jamie, and Spadil, we piled in a car, came up there to see you today.
Yeah.
Could we get some free chicken?
We might be able to work that out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Your pals right here in the studio. Would we get free chicken?
I mean, can you go in the back and give us a leg?
Just sneak in the back.
You don't
and
get it by leg. No, they're chicken tenders. Strips.
Oh,
tenders.
Okay, all right. Yeah, good, because I don't eat anything off the bone.
No.
I mean that. I don't. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, every time we go out to get something for steak, it's a weird thing. And you know who else? And she told me the same thing.
Who?
Is Perfect Teeth. Oh, my gosh.
Lori.
Yeah, thanks.
Lori?
What was just happening in my head? Lori's like, oh, my God, you're just like me. She can't eat anything off the bone either.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's just
weird. So ribs is out of the question?
Oh, God, no.
No wings?
Oh no.
Chicken wings are the best.
No, you have to get them boneless.
Oh, no.
Oh, those aren't wings.
Yes, they are.
No, they're just small chicken tenders.
No, they're wings.
No, it's popcorn chicken.
Guys, we gotta go. We gotta go. Raising Cane's grand opening, Lakewood, right?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m. First 100 dining customers, you're going to get a combo card for your next visit and a free Cane's t-shirt.
All right. Have a great day. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.